We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will Manso's actually in his car heading over to the BB&T Center. I will head over there around 6:30. I'm going to leave Boca around 6:30 and bing, bang, boom, catch some playoff hockey. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports anchor at Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Will.
It's good to be on. Ready to see the Stanley Cup champs tonight, the 2021 Stanley Cup champs in action.
Yeah, you don't want to, I was saying to Crowder, you don't want to let this get away from you. You don't want to go down 0-2. So this is a very, very important game. But I want to start with the Heat. Will, because we found out today they're going to start on Saturday in Milwaukee. And I'm curious your take on it, because we all love to be cocky Heat fan on Twitter. But Milwaukee is not a pushover opponent. And I understand we pushed them over last season in the playoffs. But they are not a pushover opponent. And the point that I keep making on this show is that Milwaukee has everything on the line. The Heat, I don't think, do. Like, sure, they would love to repeat as Eastern Conference champions. They'd love to get back to the NBA Finals. But I believe that this series, the playoffs, are a litmus test for Budenholzer and Giannis and Milwaukee as a whole. So I'm nervous about this upcoming series. I'm not going to lie. Where do you stand on it?
Well, first of all, I'm always nervous. No matter how cocky of a Heat fan you are, I'm always nervous. Everyone's always a little nervous, because the reality is that in about a week and a half, the Heat season could be over, and we could be looking back and saying, what if, and if they had kept healthier in the season and, you know, a first-round exit, because the Bucks are good. And I think what you just said, I think there was some truth, but I don't agree with the Heat side of things. You're right on the Bucks side of things. This is year three of Budenholzer. They've gotten to a high level as far as win totals in the regular season, but they haven't proven in the postseason. And the revenge factor is obviously huge, but I do think there's still a chip on the Heat shoulder with Jimmy in particular, but I mean on the team for the most part, of trying to prove that last year wasn't a fluke. I know they say they don't hear it or care, but trust me, they do. They do. They hear it. And they know that if they're a first-round exit, then everybody's just going to look at last year. See, I told you so. The bubble was a fluke. And I think no one does that push more than drive more than Jimmy. And the reality is this, as bad as the Heat were at times this year, when they played with Jimmy Butler, they were one of the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. And there's no reason that this shouldn't be a long series. Now, Milwaukee probably has the advantage. Obviously, at home court, they've got a superstar on Giannis. They had it.
Uh-oh.
Let me see if I can get Will back.
Sounds like he dropped. Ruh-roh. There is some breaking news. It gives me a chance to break in with some breaking news, which is, you know, this is the beginning of breaking news, if you will, because it's got a long way to go. But the Florida Senate has, because they had this special session, the Florida Senate has officially passed the gambling agreement with the Seminole Tribe. So now it's going to get challenged legally, but I am excited to announce, being a gambler that I am, excited to announce that it has passed. From Will Manso's own Local 10, their website, reporting it, that sports betting in Florida is a step closer to legalization after the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill approving a gambling agreement signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Seminole Tribe. The bill that passed today on a 38-1 vote will also allow the tribe to add roulette and craps to its 7 casinos, including the popular Hard Rock facilities, Fort Lauderdale and Tampa. The bill will now go to the House, which will vote on it on Wednesday. So we're getting closer to gambling. You cut off, Will, but I read a little breaking news from the Local 10 website there that the Senate has passed this sports gambling compact with the Seminole Tribe, and there'll be lawsuits, okay. But we're one step closer to craps and roulette and sports gambling here in South Florida.
Very nice. Well, before I was rudely cut off, I was just saying Heat in 5.
that's exactly where you were headed. Yeah. All right. Will Manso from Local 10 is back with us here, and he got cut off, but we're talking obviously a little Heat and Bucks. He's on his way to the BB&T Center, so cell phones cut out, Crowder, as we all know.
I know. And Will, something you said right before you cut out, you were talking about Giannis, the MVP, like that's their guy. Bro, I really believe, Will, we have Bam. So if Bucks fans say we have Giannis, I'm going to tell them I've seen the Heat gentlemen sweep them in 5 last season. I've seen them dominate them in the regular season. You have Giannis, but we have Bam. Am I crazy to put Bam on that level and just that's what I'm going to throw at you? Giannis, here goes Bam. Do what you can do.
I mean, I wouldn't level them up. I know what you mean, Jay. Like, he's our guy, and he could do so much. But Giannis is Giannis, and the thing about the weird thing about Giannis is his kryptonite really has just been the Heat. Like, I know he hasn't had playoff success yet, obviously the level that he would like to reach, but it's the Heat that have really found the way to fluster his game.
Will,
in the regular
Bam.
Season and in the playoffs.
No, Will, it's Bam. I'm telling you, it's Bam.
You know,
Bam is big as him. He's athletic. It's Bam, bro.
Listen, Bam is a big part of it. And there is, and I give Eric Spoelstra a big part of it, too. Their game planning as a staff for Giannis, with Bam leading the way, but with others as well. You know, remember last year, you saw a lot of Jay Crowder there. And this year, I think you're going to see a lot of Trevor Ariza there and trying to slow down Giannis. They just find a way to build a wall and frustrate him. And sometimes he puts his head down and gets to the basket, gets to the free throw line, but sometimes he just starts settling for jumpers, which is what you want him to do. And if they could do that again, I like their chances. But you're right, Bam is a big reason why, and I think Bam continues to be underrated, and I think that's a storyline to follow, too. Timmy proved his worth last year at the whole superstar talk, and is he that? He is. I think he quieted that. I think Bam, is he truly an ascending star, too? I think this postseason is for him to prove that to everyone.
How about this one, Will? Who has a better chance of going further in the playoffs, the Heat or the Panthers? Panthers obviously down 0-1, but they would have to get through Tampa, not easy, and then Carolina, who's had their number season long. But the Heat, on the other hand, got to get through Milwaukee, not easy, and then they would have Brooklyn.
Yeah. I think to answer your question, I would still lean Heat only because they've done it before, but both are tough. Look, Carolina had its way with the Panthers this year. So a huge step for the Panthers just to get through this series. Like you said, they're down 0-1. The Heat, though, have proven that they can beat these quality opponents with this core in the playoffs they did last year. I think if they beat Milwaukee, I'd be excited for a big series against Brooklyn. I've been all along, since they got Harden, the Nets, the team to beat, that I just don't know how a team with 3 stars like that screws it up. And I know it was early in the season when they got together the talk of no defense, but I just think when you are in the playoffs and stars come out, you have 3 of them, I don't know how the Nets screw this up. So it would be a very difficult situation for Miami to get through the second round if they could somehow get through the Bucks. Panthers, though, I still feel they can win this series. I still feel confident that they're better. But the other night, getting those key players back, the Lightning sure did look a little bit different than they did in the regular season. And I think you guys know, I mean, tonight is about as close to a must-win as you can get in a non-must-win situation.
And, Will, speaking of the Panthers, though, because we transitioned over to them, speaking about the Heat, Driegers in goal. Bob had 35 saves, but he gave up 5 goals. Like, are you okay with that? Are you okay with the bro, one game into the playoffs, they changed goalies. Are you cool with that, Will?
See, I thought he should have started Driegger all along, and that's not just revisionist and looking back. I felt Driegger was the better goalie all season consistent-wise. I get that he had a little injury situation down the stretch, so maybe he wanted to go with Bob and experience, and he's healthy, and and give Driedger a chance to just step in if Bob struggled. You're right. He made a lot of saves the other night. But the one thing about Bob that's becoming evident is when everything is right, he's still a pretty good goalie. He maybe isn't. I know people talk about his big contract. He's not an elite goalie. He's not one of the best goalies in the league like you thought maybe you were getting when you signed him. But when things are right, he's still very good. The problem is, guys, when the Panthers shoot themselves in the foot and get in the penalty, we saw it the other day, he just doesn't help you in those situations. The special teams was bad. The defense was bad. They put him in bad spots with those penalties. But a truly elite goalie finds a way out of those spots. And I just don't think Bob is one of those guys. So I think he's going with the consistency of Driedger, and I'm okay with that. I thought he should have started game one. I think he's a little more consistent in those tough spots than Bob is. When things go wrong and sideways for Bob, man, it could go downhill fast.
You just wrapped it up perfectly, which is, yeah, they didn't do him any favors always having him on a, you know, always having them on a penalty kill. But when you're a $70 million goalie, when you're an elite goalie,
yes,
you're the guy that actually has to be that final line of defense that stops goals that other goalies can't. It's why you're getting paid so much money. You just nailed it.
I'll give you an example, and it's not an exact comparison, but it's almost like if you're paying a pitcher, you know, $150 million in your star, and the team behind you makes errors and puts bases loaded with an out or two. Yes, if you give up a hit to a big man on 3-run score, yeah, it's the defense's fault for putting guys on base, but you're paid to get that out. And I know it's not a direct comparison, but in a way it is, meaning you're put in a tough spot. You're paid a lot of money. You got to find a way out. It'd be great if everything was perfect and other guys helped you, but he just doesn't find a way out of those spots enough.
Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10 tonight. I'm sure he will have live reports from the BB&T Center for Panthers Game 2 against the Lightning. Solana and I will be out there as well. We're going to the game tonight, Will, so maybe we'll run into you.
I will see you. 4, 5, 6, 11, I'll bring the rats.
Very good. Will Manso, Local 10. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.